Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. Only you, Jesus. Only Jesus. Welcome to this Saturday's God's Got This, God's Got Us, our Youth of Harvest programming. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. And I just give God praise and glory. I'm just excited about how God is leading, what God is doing. He is magnificent. He is major. He's awesome. And we just praise Him and worship only You, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give You praise, glory, and honor on today. Thank You, Father God, for all that You do, all that You've done, Lord God. You're amazing. You're awesome, God. And we thank You for our forgiveness of our sins. We thank You for Your joy, Your peace, Your mercy, for choosing us, God. You chose us out of darkness and brought us into Your glorious and marvelous light of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we give You praise, we give you the glory, we thank You and say hallelujah, which is the highest praise, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This Saturday, on Saturdays, we just take this time to encourage our youth and to give them some inspiring word from the Lord, to build up their faith, to build them up. We want you to just keep your focus on Jesus, amen. And so here we are to give you that support. We want to give you that support and speaking words into your life, over your life. And our word is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2. And starting in verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." What does that mean to you, young people? What does that mean to us as believers in Christ Jesus? It means a lot. It means that basically we were not thinking about God. We had going our own way, doing our own thing, you know, saying what we wanted to say, doing what we wanted to do. But in all honesty, you know, we don't want to live our lives that way. We want to live our lives as Christians and believers in Christ and following His way and following His word. And so it says basically that He chose us and we're special to Him. We are special to Him and we belong to Him. You wanted to. I know that's one thing as young people. You know, where do I belong? Do I, you know, my family or friends or my community, where do I belong? And God is saying you belong with Him. He wants you with Him. You are special to Him, and He wants you with Him. And He said He made a specific choice about this, and He wants you to know that you were once, no, you were in the dark, you know, lights turned off, you didn't know, you didn't have no understanding, you weren't caring about God, but He says, now I brought you to where you can see, you can have full understanding, your eyes are open to His love, your eyes are open to His guidance, and so God says that, you know, now you have a belonging. You have a place, and your place is with Him. And it's not just for here on earth temporary, but it's for ever and ever. Forever and ever is a long time. So God has said He's brought you to this for eternity. For eternity. God is saying it's an eternal thing that He has with you, young person. And it's not a temporary. We know we have temporary friends. We have acquaintances. We have those who say, hey, I'm your friend today. But then the next week they are talking about you, stabbing you in the back. They, you know, they disown you for a certain people. And like, I don't know them, you know, certain. But God is not like that ever. Once you commit your life to Him and you become special, you belong to Him, He's saying, forever I will acknowledge you. Forever, I will say, you belong to me. This is, He'll say, this is my kid, this is my child. And never, whenever, even if you do something that displeases God, and we call that displeasure, we call it sin. We do, you do something wrong. God says, even then, I will take you back. Turn from that. Turn from what you did wrong. Come and tell me about it. Confess it. And just say it to me, and He says, I'll forgive you, and I'll take that thing away from you. I will make it go away. I'll cleanse it. I'll wash it away. You know, just like you're taking a shower, taking a bath, God will wash those sinful and wrongful things away. Amen. And so we thank God that we are chosen by Him and that we have become His children. and we receive mercy. What is mercy? Those verses says 1 Peter chapter 2, and that verse 10, it says, once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. Mercy is that you don't get what you deserve. We don't get what we deserve. You know, we deserve, basically, God's word says that when you sin, you deserve death. You deserve to be separated from him. But what he said is, no, they belong to me now, and I'm not going to give them. My death went to my son that I sent. The punishment went to the son, my son Jesus, who I sent, amen, to take their place. So now I can extend mercy to them because they believe in my son. They believe in Jesus. And so mercy is that we don't get punishment. Have you ever been in that kind of situation? You were thinking, oh, gosh, maybe you got some trouble in school. You got some trouble with the teacher. But something happened where they didn't give you the punishment that you deserve. You really deserve, you know, in school, suspension out of school, whatever it was, the punishment. But somehow there was mercy given. There was like, you know, I think I'm just going to not let you get away with it, but you realize that you had done wrong, but so you receive the goodness of God through that person. And so that is what God does. He gives us mercy. He says, you know what? I see my son Jesus in their life. And so whatever they've done wrong, I'm going to forgive. And it's going to be forgotten. God forgives and he forgets. He forgives and he forgets. So the new F word is forgive, and that's what you should walk around, and you're thinking about it, and you're not holding guilt or shame over yourself. Even if something happened to you that was not in your control, you could say, hey, God's got this, God's got me, God's got this situation, I belong to him, I trust him, and that's how I'm going to live my life. And you're going to have such joy. You're going to have peace about your life, peace about your future, peace about the present. And I thank God. I thank God for you, young person. And I just encourage you on today, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on God. And this is what it says later in this chapter, 1 Peter chapter 2. It says verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. For by his wounds you have been healed. Verse 25 says, you were like sheep going astray, but now you return to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Basically, God is overseeing everything in your life. God is watching over you. He's got you. You're in his hands. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of the day. Awesome rest of your weekend. And know this, know that God loves you and he's chosen you for such a time as this. Amen. God has chosen you and he is watching over everything to perform his word in your life. And you can really count on God. You can trust in his word. He is nothing but the truth. God is all truth and he keeps his promises. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.